Dairo Antonio Ushuga is widely known as Otonio and had been on the run for more than a decade. Colombia's most wanted and most feared drug trafficker, now finally in handcuffs after being hunted down by soldiers. For the world's largest cocaine-producing nation, Otonio's arrest is the biggest victory in its so-called war on drugs in nearly 30 years.
This is the hardest blow that has been dealt to drug trafficking in this century in our country. And this blow is only comparable to the fall of Pablo Escobar in the 90s.
He was captured at his hideout in jungle near the border with Panama. More than 500 soldiers were deployed. One officer was killed.
We began an important satellite surveillance mission against him with agencies from the U.S. and U.K., where, with each movement, with trace analysts, with communications, more than 50 experts in signal intelligence permanently covering that area, with an exact coverage that allowed us to indicate what his movements were to get him from his hiding place.
Born into a rural family, Otonio was a hardened fighter who switched sides from far-left guerrilla to far-right paramilitary groups. In 2012, he took over as the leader of the Gulf Clan from his brother, who was killed by police. He's wanted by the U.S. for importing tons of cocaine for years from South America. The government says his group has been behind some of the worst violence Colombia has seen since the signing of a peace deal with FARC rebels in 2016.
There is the possibility that these bring down levels of violence, especially on the communities that have been affected by these large organizations. But indeed, I mean, there is no an effective solution to the drug trafficking, international drug trafficking problem just by beheading these type of organizations. That won't solve the narcotics problems in the world, nor in Colombia.
Many fear Otonio's arrest may lead to a power struggle and a turf war that could worsen the violence. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.